we still stayed as a group. You know, we kind of went back to doing our thing, playing R&B and going back out touring, you know, and stuff like that, you know, and like our punk rock days were just over, you know. Like I said, you know, my regulation, I could be wrong, it's been a long time, but I remember when we came back off a tour, we had a meeting and things went good, and I guess we were supposed to regroup in a couple of weeks, you know, and do things over again, but I don't know. You know, in music, things can change with the blink of an eye, so I don't know. Maybe they wanted to go in a different course, but I know not long after that, we were all, you know, in the neighborhood kicking in, and they got the rehearsal, we're in the car, and we heard this song on the radio by this group called Was Not Was. And we, you know, Detroit band, we was like, who are these guys? We had to find out. The song was pretty good. And the next thing we know, we see a picture of the band, and there's Don. And we said, well, look at Don, you know. We were glad for Don, you know. And we were like, wow, he kind of did what we did. You know, he switched from punk rock to R&B, you know. And they were good at it, man, you know. So I'm glad somebody, you know, went on further and made it, you know, to the level. I don't know if he made it to the level he wanted, but he made it to a level, you know, that was good. And I'm glad for him. I'm still glad for him because I've been keeping up with Don, you know. I haven't been able to contact him, but, you know, he's been with everybody, man, you know. Yeah. I saw him one night on BET, as a matter of fact, and I was telling people, that's Don. You know how you used to tell people, and they were looking at me like, yeah, okay, calm down, Ken. We believe you. No, that's Don. And, oh, man, they had to kick out. They were, yeah, okay, all right, but all right. They just couldn't believe me, you know, but I don't know. Yeah, I got to kick out. Oh, Don, I hope he's still doing good. Oh, he is.